Sarah Andreas. Well, it's not, well, you're married now.
Yeah, but I didn't change my last name. Right. I just, you know, socially, if you want to go Andreas Turco.
All right.
Yeah.
Or hey, you.
Hey, you.
Hey, you, yeah, concrete girl. Hey, concrete lead. All right, so we're talking aggregate here, right?
Yes.
We're talking making your home exposed aggregate.
Yes.
Sorry, exposed aggregate, of course. The guys over there are laughing because I'm screwing this up. It's a slightly larger investment, but the look is just so much. It's just that pop, that wow factor. How much more of an investment is it to go with the exposed aggregate?
Somewhere between 15 to 20% more than the regular concrete. Okay. While you're looking at stamped and colored, which oftentimes when I'm on a sales consultation, that is where people's brains are at. Stamped and colored. There are a variety of patterns and different color options that you could choose, which is all great, and we do provide that as a service, but that will be 30% or sometimes even more.
Really?
Than regular concrete. Yeah, and a lot of people don't know that.
Is the stamped concrete more slippery than...
Yes.
It is, isn't it?
Yes.
Why
so,
is that?
All stamped and colored concrete is finished with a high gloss decorative sealer, and once you apply that, it becomes more slippery of a walking surface.
Interesting.
So I try to steer people away from it next to a pool. You know, people want a very beautiful area by their pool, and I try to steer them maybe in the direction of this exposed aggregate with the multicolored pea gravel look. And another thing about stamped and colored is that over time, you're going to have to do a lot more maintenance than you would with exposed aggregate or regular concrete. You're going to be looking at possibly resealing that stamped and colored concrete every year.
Really?
Yeah. The sealer takes some wear and tear. A couple different environmental factors. You know, our rain, the alkalinity or whatever's in our rain can deteriorate that sealer that's on the stamped and colored. So if you enjoy having a nice honey-do list, that's usually something people could do themselves, or I know there's other providers who provide sealing services and will certainly seal concrete that we've worked on before. But it is something you could do yourself with a paint roller brush, but not everyone wants to do that or spend the money to get that done every year.
Roy, we got a winner of the five-syllable word before 11 o'clock. Alkalinity.
Nice.
That's pretty damn impressive.
I did go to college.
Well, so did I. I don't even know what that word is or how to say it, but that's phenomenal. So, in terms of road salt, right? It's Chicago. We get winter. We get road salt. How does that impact both the exposed aggregate and the stamped concrete?
So when I'm on a sales consultation and someone is really gung-ho on stamped and colored on their driveway, I try to relay the message that all the salt that comes off of your car or the salts that you're going to put on your driveway during the winter, or if you live near a street where they plow it and salt it, that will come up on your driveway or your driveway apron, will erode that sealer that is on top of salt erodes regular concrete.
Sure.
But after you spend 40% more on your driveway,
Much more investment, 40% more?
Could be, yeah.
Does the color wear down with the rock salt and the road salt, or is it just the...
You know what, the sun...
Bakes
the
it.
Sun kind of takes a little bit of a hit on the color. I would have to say that salt degrades everything when it comes to concrete. So yeah, but the sun can be enemy number one. It fades. It certainly fades. Yeah, 30 to 40% more, just depending on what you're looking at. For stamped and colored concrete, couple reasons. We need more materials. It is more man hours. So, we're acquiring stamps. We're acquiring colored concrete that when the concrete company delivers it, we have to pay them to wash out that truck. So the dollars kind of just start adding up.
Interesting.
And that's why I suggest exposed aggregate as a more economical and durable solution. Exposed aggregate, being that multicolored kind of pea gravel look, hides a lot of the imperfections that regular concrete or stamped and colored will show, such as getting a hairline crack. I have exposed aggregate on my patio. I don't have a hairline crack yet, but over time that could happen.
Tougher to see.
It'll be a lot tougher to see, exactly. And I got my exposed aggregate patio in 2012. 2020, I believe. I was pregnant. So, yeah, 2020, or no, yeah, 2021, and I haven't resealed it yet.
Wow.
Yeah, so it still looks beautiful, glossy, and gorgeous. So.
All right, so you're saying as you're walking around your neighborhood and you see people, the owners of homes with stamped concrete, you know that they paid more for a product that they're going to have to upkeep and mm-hmm. do a lot more maintenance.
Yes.
Because the alkalinity?
Alkalinity? Okay. Or the, you know, just the chemicals that are in our rain, you know, yeah. Anything that's... You know, you hear acid rain, that word or whatever, but we have chemicals that are in our rain that certainly come down and corrode the concrete.
Phone number?
708-863-5735, or you can find us on the web at andreasconstruction.com.